Shvius, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, 1-7. We just got finished saying there's a special Loch Lamosh Mesinai, a special tradition that if a field is full of saplings, one could plow the entire field, if it meets certain requirements, up until Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. Here in Mishnah Zayin now, we're going to say that in addition to saplings, there's another kind of plant, the Dala'at, the Greek gourd, which also has similar dispensation under certain circumstances. The Mishnah says, Hanatios v'hadiluim, if you have a field that has both saplings, natios, and diluim are gourds, the Bartonura learns it's specifically the Dalat Yavanit, the Greek gourd. Those are mitzdarf from the Toch Besa. Those combine within the Besa, meaning if you have a total of 10 plants, a combination of saplings and Greek gourds, and there are 10 in total, then one may plow the entire Besa on behalf of those 10, all the way up to Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. Now, according to the Tanna Kamma, there still must be a majority of natios, meaning at least 6 of the 10 plants must be saplings, and the remaining 4 or fewer could be Greek gourds. But if it be 5 and 5, or even more than that, gourds to saplings, then not. However, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, kol asara deluim lebesa, he holds that deluim, the Greek gourds, are in the exact same halachic status as the natios, saplings. That is to say, even if all 10 of the plants that are growing in this field are Greek gourds, still, chorshin kol besa ad Rosh Hashanah. You could still plow on behalf of those 10 gourds, even though there are no saplings present, on behalf of those 10 gourds, one could plow the entire besa. The rationale here is that Greek gourds, like saplings, need a lot of space, a lot of resources from the ground, and are very sensitive. And just as Hashem was chas al mamon shel Yisrael, he was concerned about the financial well-being of Jewish people and allowed for plowing for the benefit of saplings, he allowed also for the plowing and the benefit of the Greek gourds. And indeed, this is the halacha. So even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash standing, one would be allowed to plow a field that has 10 Greek gourds in a besa, plow the entire besa on behalf of those gourds, so they should grow properly, all the way up until Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year.